In the latest setback to Shell's Arctic drilling plans for this summer, the company says it's sending both of its drilling rigs to Asia for dry dock repairs. The company says the Noble Discoverer needs an engine overhaul, and the Kulleh needs major repairs to its internal electrical systems and hull after running aground near Kodiak on New Year's Eve. Shell spokesperson Curtis Smith says the Kulleh was damaged inside when seawater came through open hatches and that the hull was compromised in some areas.
We felt like dry dock in Asia was the best place to really get a good look at the underside of the hull, make a better analysis about the next steps and the timeline for those next steps.
Smith says the company is planning to tow the Kulleh to Dutch Harbor and then put the rig on a larger heavy lift vessel for the rest of the trip to Asia. That vessel will pull up next to the Kulleh and dip down into the water to scoop the drill rig up onto its deck.
So imagine if somebody were floating on the surface of, say, a swimming pool, and you went up underneath them and sort of were taller than them, of course, and put your shoulders on them and stood up, at that point they would be on your shoulders or on top of you, and that's sort of what happens in this dry tow scenario.
For the trip to Dutch Harbor, the Kulleh will be towed by three tugs. Only one tug was towing it during the reverse trip when its tow line parted in rough seas. Smith says the fuel on board won't be removed until Dutch Harbor. That troubles environmental activist Rick Steiner. Steiner says he doesn't understand why the Kulleh's substantial fuel load hasn't already been offloaded.
It's clearly unacceptable that they would be willing to tow the Kulleh with that 150,000 gallons of fuel on board along the Alaska Peninsula through Unimak Pass over to Dutch Harbor with any kind of a risk of the vessel breaking loose again and grounding or foundering and sinking with that pollution risk. You know, they should clearly get the fuel off now before they take it out of Kaluta Bay.
Steiner is also concerned that Shell and the Unified Command haven't released more information on the condition of the Kulleh. Shell says it hopes the Coast Guard will approve its tow plan in a few days and expects it could have the vessel in Dutch Harbor in about 2 weeks. He says the company doesn't know yet how this will affect the 2013 drilling season in the Arctic.